I just peed.
Right. Affirmative. While peeing, because my back is messed up, right? My back hurts. So when I go to lift up the toilet seat,
is it the extension or flexion that bothers you the most?
Flexion. I can extend myself.
No, I mean
supine.
In regards to the this area.
Yeah, no, yeah, extension. I can level myself supine through extension without feeling anything, like none, no pain. As soon as I go into any flexion, man, it's my left hip and my right, the lumbar, my, I don't know what it is.
So you can do this motion then, right?
Because
if you're doing that, that's extension, right?
Oh, that hurts. Man, that hurts.
Okay.
Yeah, go the opposite.
So,
yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Totally fine. I can't. Maybe just more accurate. To get into that motion, maybe I'll just do...
No,
much more abs.
This is
glutes and abs. You know, Williams, right? McKenzie versus Williams. You remember that?
Yeah. But what was
so Williams
this
is glutes
part,
and abs.
Though, this hurts. That hurts you.
That
not
hurts. Yeah.
Or this one feels. Which one feels better?
So, hurts me some in person.
So yeah, the extensions you can do, right?
But that kills my hips. Extensions just destroy my hips. My left, like I whatever it is, it's internal rotator, and then I flex my glute, and it just kills. Whatever this is right here, it must be the attachment. The origin is something up in the, you know, in the hub.
In the hub.
Okay, but so when I was peeing, I don't know why I put the toilet seat down over there, because I'm the only one who uses that bathroom.
I use it sometimes.
Okay. I think maybe I was preparing for a sex change between urinations. I should put the toilet seat down just in case next time I come in here I'm a female.
Oh yeah, what happened? So you
okay,
wanted
so
to go pee?
So I wanted to go pee,
uh-huh.
Right? Deep in me, I had a desire to pee. That desire was stretching my detrusors. Is that what it is? The bladder muscles, detrusors?
Sure. Affirmative.
So, I bend over to pick up the toilet seat, and before I do that, because my back hurts, I begin thinking about my back pain, right? I'm approaching the bathroom, already thinking about my back.
Mm.
I'm strategizing, I'm planning, before I execute, I come up with the execution plan in my, like, brain, right? The only place you can sort of come up with things, muscle spindles aside.
You're like in my toe. I was coming up with ideas in my big toe, specifically the big one, okay?
So as I, was it the hallucus? My coming up with that, like a hallucal idea, a hallucular, I'm coming up with some hallucular ideas. So I'm bending for it. Once I plan the motor pathway or motor sequence or something,
mm-hmm.
I follow, I execute it, and then afterward, I reflect on, I just, while I'm peeing, I have however many seconds of arrested posture. I can't go anywhere. They're like, hey, babe! Could you bring me some wet wipes? Right, if I pee all over. So I bend forward, I plan my motor sequence, I execute that motor sequence.
I complete. Is that for you to squat?
But here's the thing. It's all, I think, the problem is the brain activity. When other people go pee, they don't think about what their muscle is doing. This is why my back is still messed up. I've altered my neural recruitment characteristics with all this planning and sort of mental rehearsal, physical exertion rehearsal, the actual executing of the task, and then reflecting on, oh, what could I have done differently? How am I gonna? And I secure in that motor pathway, and it's an inappropriate motor pathway. Nobody lifts a toilet seat looking like I do. My posture looks, I look ridiculous. I look like somebody who's trying on high heels for the first time, or like, you know, someone who's never golfed before taking that first swing. That's what I look like as I go down for the toilet seat. A 9-year-old golf boy taking his first swing on daddy's club. That's what I look like when I it's like, that's not how a human behaves. Like, and I've wired that in my, so now, and it's not just, there's overlap, right? So it's, I mean, there's some specificity in there, you know, one yoga posture does not necessarily enhance any other yoga posture, but people bend forward to pick up socks. I never do because I don't like to bend forward because it hurts, but to put on shoes, to do whatever, it's all the same posture, and I think I've wired in incorrect, inappropriate motor pathways. When I was a grad student, 2005, I had back pain then. Back pain has just been, you know, an unwavering companion for my however many years, half my life, right? It was nearly 1 year shy of half my life. I have had back pain, so it's been this spousal figure in my life, and. In 2005, when I was a grad student here, I did a research paper. Well, not research papers. I did a kind of a review paper for a kinesiology class for PEGS kinesiology. I took that when I was a student.
Yeah, that's what I'm on right now. So I'm looking at this her flashcards for when I was taking.
Seeing if that halicus really can develop an idea.
No, I'm looking at maybe like the. Quadratus pulmonis. That's what I'm thinking.
You're thinking therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very sweet. That's why I think I said something about
sweet
compatible.
Sweet or curious.
Yeah, they're not exclusive. I mean, that Venn diagram has a lot of overlapping.
True.
That was like a kid who's bad at drawing circles, trying to draw the same circle, one after the other, and messing up a little bit. So I think curiosity.
That spider's still over there.
Should we execute it with a rap incantation? Let the darkness become ye. Consume
what
ye.
What about the ice one? What does it say? The ice?
Something with a soul. That one's dark, right?
Let the ice.
So that's the consume your soul or something. The darkness. I don't know what it is. Yeah. The avalanche spell or whatever it is.
Or that might be your gluteus minimus.
Okay. Well, yeah.
It's in there somewhere because every time.
Because I can feel it in there.
Well, no. When I'm massaging you and you tell me, ooh, right there. So in the back area, that's gluteus minimus. And in
or
the
if
front,
we were a very different couple.
In the front.
If we were a very different couple, I think that could have been phrased. When I'm rubbing up your dumpling.
When I'm up in your trunk. Really,
so I think
there.
This conversation would be phrased in a very different way had we been very different people.
Yeah, like if we were from the South, right?
Or if just outside of this household.
Or that.
Right? Could you go to the neighbors? Maybe not this neighborhood, right?
Leave the neighborhood. It's not your quadratic equation. It's not your quadratic equation thing. B squared plus C squared does not. Okay.
That's not like what the quadratic is. What? It's not like
no,
negative 4ac or whatever.
Huh?
That's not like a 4ac one. Isn't the quadratic?
Plus
or minus. All over 2a or whatever.
Negative 4 times a plus.
Who cares? It's not interesting. Mean Google.
Yeah. Divided by 2a. I remember that part.
Yeah. This would be in the domain of knowing where it's stored.
That's where you're going, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's
it. That's it. Yeah.
That might be it. Minimus. All right. Yeah, I'll have to do something about my minimus. What were we talking about? Bending over. Peeing. We were talking about peeing. Right. Oh, yeah, Peg. So I was in Peg's class. That was a Hansel and Gretel way back. I'd leave the little stones. The mice eat all the bread. We don't have bread in this house anyway.
we have seed bread. Four seeds.
We have seeds.
Four
seasons. We have all
the
four
seasons. The bread.
So I did my paper on two subjects to correct back pain. And unfortunately, I don't drink anymore because one of them was alcohol. So how do you cure low back pain? Because America is bad at it. The world is bad at it.
How do you stand again? What hip bothers you?
Bipedal. What do you mean? How do I?
Okay, I mean like when you're in pain. Like
goes this way. Yeah, I like it. It candy canes.
Okay, and what side bothers you?
Right side. Low right side.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Oh, does it really?
Okay, of gluteus minimus at the pelvis. It's a lateral pelvic tilt to ipsilateral side. and anterior pelvic toe. So do the anterior, this would be back. This
Williams?
Would be
okay, which
anterior,
was
the,
okay.
This is the anterior pelvic toe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right now,
I'm not so good at it.
This, okay, and then.
Whatever, do, yeah, do.
Bikini pose, that's
bikini
it.
Pose.
There
McKenzie.
You go. Uh-huh. Okay,
that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
That
doesn't hurt at all,
that
doesn't
okay.
hurt like a tiny bit. And I feel like I appear sexy.
But if it's constantly like, so the right side, and you're like that, it'll be kind of flexing, right? You're stretching the muscle out. So maybe that's why it's giving you pain, because if your posture is like that, and it's stretching it out, that'll
oh,
make
probably.
Sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, well, we'll remedy that later.
Yeah.
But so first, peg, right? I'm in
yeah.
peg class. I'm it's 2005 outside.
Uh-huh.
The iPhone has like just made its debut, probably. And people are a little bit more courteous, and nobody has coronavirus. And but everyone's back hurts, right? It's like 80% of people, depending on who you cite, are gonna wind up with some lumbar, you know, sting at some point in life. It just largely becomes chronic. And how do we cure this? Nobody has figured it out. So I decided to think laterally-ish, and I thought alcohol and wipe with the opposite hand, right? So I wrote an essay about wiping with the opposite hand, where you have to twist in the exact opposite way, right? So think specificity of adaptation, repeated stresses in one direction over and over and over in these lengthened sort of eccentric loading, right? Eccentric loading for people who don't know how to speak English. What becomes this more isometric posture, but even then you can get mTOR signaling from elongated isometrics and from eccentric loading. Like you're gonna get a bunch of mTOR signaling. So all those tissues will develop differently. And so if you wipe with the opposite hand, you present a stress that's the exact opposite. And if you don't wipe well enough, you lose all of your friends. And so you're incentivized to wipe thoroughly. You're incentivized to exercise in the best yoga posture you can subject your back to. Your candy cane is going to yoga itself into better fitness with toilet paper than a yoga mat. I think that's the slogan.
Better than
and,
yoga.
And the
better
reaction did not contain as many applause as I thought would be. Thank you. And then alcohol. My thought on alcohol is, you know, I walk up to the toilet and I plan in my palagus, right? I come up with
thinking.
My right, and yeah, that's as lateral as it gets.
That's as ipsilateral as it gets.
So I plan, I execute, I reflect, I do all this. Not when I'm drunk, I don't. Right, I just bend over. However, a bipedal person would bend over.
Well,
you know how do you stand up? I don't know. I'm drunk. I don't think of those things. And I think I can rewire. I can rewire some of that neural circuitry if I just don't even think about it. I don't even use neurons, as minimal as possible. Motor cortex and no, you know, reflection, no frontal involvement or anything. So, do you have a question? Am I getting too professorial?
You gotta make their noise. Ooh. That's the noise they make. The professors.
Professors.
Oh, professors. Oh, you didn't say that, huh? You
professorial. Said am I being professor-like?
I forgot my question. Obviously, wasn't that important.
I forgot that you had a question.
I know. What was it? What were you just talking about?
Don't we start from the beginning? I was peeing. I was just peeing just now.
Oh, okay,
something
yeah.
About
this is my question.
Change.
This is my question. How does one just turn off and on your thinking? Like, okay, just shut it. Like, it's not like a light switch.
Chemical.
You can't just...
No, just drugs or alcohol or something. But alcohol, so, you know, we...
What am I saying without that? Like, can you... master your mind and be like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
And just get into, like, a trance.
Yeah, if I'm, like, the Dalai Lama, I certainly can. That's, okay, I'll try to become a Dalai something.
Next goal in life.
Yeah, maybe not full llama, but, like, an alpaca. I realize the spelling is different. So, alcohol, right? So, you have to get out of pain, otherwise you're going to think about it a little bit. Alcohol will give you an anesthetic effect, right? So it'll get you out of pain, and then the inhibition, you withdraw that. You sort of withdraw the policing of your form and whatever. How are those light switches? Are they looking?
They're getting clean, yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate high touch areas will now burn our hands when we dust them with all the bleach and vinegar.
No,
that's good. No, I was kidding. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that that I'll lose my fingerprints owing to disintegration every time I try to alter the light status. But you remember, like, Odson and DeLuca, they came up with that article in whatever it was, 94 or something like that, 97, I don't know. And talking about EMG on your lumbar spine, and once you come out of pain, your neural recruitment characteristics are different because you've subjected your back, you've subjected postures and recruitments and stabilizations and various movements to imbalance, to weird recruitment strategies. Voluntarily and reflexively, involuntarily. So on purpose and on accident. And so there's sort of no escaping it until you alter, because it's not even a voluntary thing anymore. How you recruit muscles, there's a delay in recruitment or a different muscle altogether, you know, some superficial thing does the deep task. Right. So there's some of it is voluntary. Like, think it's hot outside. What do?
Sweat.
You sweat and you find shade or something. There's voluntary.
Or
you stop exercising, whatever. Yeah.
Outside.
You like blow on yourself or something cool off. So there's voluntary and involuntary activities. I'm unfamiliar with the extent of her performances. But with postures, right, it's voluntary and it's involuntary. There's nothing you can do to change it unless you introduce chemicals like alcohol. And so the use of ethanol as a therapeutic aid, sort of ergogenic in its buzz, I think that will have enormous effect on recovery, because physical therapy, really what it is two things. I think physical therapy is two things. Three things. One of them is billing. The other two things. Thank you. That makes me feel good about my professorial rant.
You know your audience. Good job.
Okay, so the trinity of physical therapy, the three-prong plug of the PT is billing and integrin signaling. So all of these tendinopathies people have, right? There's no chemical, there's no immune response here. The inflammatory troops are just... they were somehow never discharged in tendinopathy, and so you need appropriate mechanical signaling, so mechanotransduction. So that's one for physical therapy. One problem, mechanotransduction. How else do you heal? Number two is motor learning, alteration of motor recruitment. So there's motor learning, mechanotransduction, and billing. That is what physical therapy actually is. Nothing else. That's all it is. But I think people don't actually learn. No, I think maybe people will learn the motor piece to some degree. Sort of that Odson DeLuca phenomenon. I don't think they said it first, but I think they said it best.
Can you go a little deeper into that statement?
Oh, it's just Recruitment characteristics change in the presence of pain.
But you said people are going to start realizing or whatever.
Oh, so I think in 10 years, the president of the AAF, the American PTA, American...
Courtney Demas here, so Nicodemus. Courtney Demas here. Predicts that.
So I think it will become more neuronal and more mTORian. Around the same time, the term mTOR has to be given up. Mammalian target of rapamycin is not a good title for an enzyme, for a kinase. It's going to be like protein kinase X. That's what they're going to come up with.
It's the derby horses.
No, protein kinase M for mTOR, or protein kinase T. That sounds better, because B and C, and you have to go to T. Like A, B, C, D, F for grades, why is there an F? Just to distance you from the people who passed? Just so it seems, you feel more of a failure, right? I guess for F for fail, maybe, but like A is for...
It's the whole giving out 3 points for the whole entire semester, right?
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to do that. If I return to teaching, which every day I think,
why do you think?
Oh, man, I would rather have just my daily you as an audience. It's so much better than my flock of students.
The Good Shepherd.
That just sort of implies autism somehow.
Because the good doctor?
I guess. I guess. That's the future of physical therapy, though.
Oh, yeah, that was your Courtney Demas prediction.
I think I had a follow-up thought, but now I'm looking out the window and it's pretty out.
It's gloomy?
It's pretty, yeah. I don't know. Like, gloom can be nice, too, if it's all ominous looking and you have... Mm-hmm. And what one...
Mental what brown,
someone would say, curled up with
woods.
A good book as those... as those antique sweater-wearing, slightly heavy-set folks would utter.
Slightly heavy.
And believe they would feel that sentence. To feel a cliche as it's being spoken, to draw emotion from that word. To actually feel cozy when you're conjuring that image in your head. That's somebody I could never share a friendship with.
I'm going to get
is
that.
It, is it sad? I thought that was but more of a giggle than a
they're never
than
going
a
to get the Courtney experience, and that is sad.
That's very sweet. That's not sad, that's sweet. Of you, not me. And so sweet is curiosity, since those two things are